Hello out there, procedurally generated audience. This show was not made by AI, and neither were you, but it's nice to be inclusive of whichever robots may also definitely be listening. To KDRT, a low-power, community-created radio station from Davis, California, blasting out broadcast signals such as this one from the 95.7 FM frequency. The next 30 minutes will be a hodgepodge of moody indie rock tunes swooped up in a cartoonishly large net by an employee of a weekly home-recorded radio show called A Constant Grin, which is also the name emblazoned on the back of the employee's coveralls and stenciled on the side of an otherwise unmarked white van. Nothing to concern yourself with. New shows air on Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. with replay shows that have recently changed times, so I would consult with kdrt.org for more info or, of course, to listen to the show as a podcast. Okay, fine, so let's get into it then. This first song is by Loch Lomond. It's called Song in 3-4.
She built her house on the sand, and now she paid her bill. Until one day her man, he died, her fractured clan moved in. Built stairs upon stairs and rooms upon rooms, and doors that go nowhere. Built stairs upon stairs and rooms upon rooms, and doors that go nowhere.
You're
You're listening to A Constant Grin here on Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. This is K-Dirt at 95.7 FM. The song I just played for you was by a band called Spook Houses. That song was called Walking at Night. They were a band out of Ridgewood, New Jersey. They only existed for about 5 years, releasing just one album and a handful of EPs. Walking at Night is from one of those EPs, which released in the year 2011. It was titled The Home EP. Prior to that one, you heard a song by Palaxy Tracks. That song was called Walking Backwards. They were a Chicago band, although they had roots in Austin, Texas. That track is from their 2003 album Cedarland, which their Bandcamp page states is a sleepy mix of crystalline pop and delicate instrumentation, an American rock record that channels the spring rain melancholy of all the early 80s British LPs you clung to for dear life at some tender age. It's also, supposedly, a half-concept album about ghosts. And I began the set with a track by Loch Lomond. That song was called Song in 3/4. Despite their name referencing a lake in Scotland, they are, in fact, a 9-person indie folk band from Portland, Oregon. But that was probably your second guess. They've been around for about 20 years now, but I got that specific song off their 2007 album, which was called Paper the Walls. All right, and so before we get back to the sarcastic grinning, I just want to take a moment to say thank you for supporting K-Dirt during our recent fundraiser. We're just a can-do cadre of volunteers down here at the station, and your donations have kept us growing for over 20 years now. You guys are the best. And if you didn't get a chance to donate, or you procrastinated and then ultimately forgot, like I often do, you'll be happy to know there's still time. Visit kdrt.org/donate today and show them who's boss. That didn't make any sense, but maybe, just maybe, it's what you needed to hear. All right, so this next song is by one of my favorite bands. They're called Flotation Toy Warning. This song is called Pop Star Researching Oblivion.
Ah. I know we
still run.
This is 95.7 FM, low power radio in Davis, California, KDRT. This show's called A Constant Grin, and you just heard a song by En Attendant Enna. That one was called To the Crush. They're an indie pop band from Paris, France, who are, according to their record label, known for their jangly guitars, catchy hooks, layered melodies, and poetic lyrics that gravitate around their lead singer's vocals. That song can be found on their album Principia from last year, which drew a lot of critical acclaim and saw them embark on a world tour. And before that one, I played a longer song by Flotation Toy Warning. That song was called Pop Star Researching Oblivion. They're one of my very favorite bands. They hail from London. They make something, I guess, vaguely akin to experimental space rock and chamber pop. And they've existed for over 20 years now, but have only released two albums during that entire time, separated by more than a decade. I greatly enjoy both of them, so trying to pick a favorite is kind of like trying to pick a favorite child or a pet cat, although I do have one of those. Anyway, for this week, I picked The Older Child. That song is from their 2004 album, which was titled Bluffer's Guide to the Flight Deck. So these words being spoken have just about put the finishing touches on another episode of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with one more song by the band Flavor Crystals. They're a psychedelic band from Minneapolis. Their music is a little different from what I'm normally into or arguably play on this show, but it does speak to me in kind of a way that most music of a similar ilk does not. On Facebook, they say they create head music of the highest order, spontaneous, ethereal, and mind-bending. This song is off their new album, Gone Six, which came out actually just about a month ago. It's by Flavor Crystals. This song is called Shaking Hands with Time.